Welcome to Dr. Early's office. You have an appointment?
Yeah, it should be under Grant Tastemaker.
Let me take a look here. Oh, yes, you do have an appointment. 2 p.m. Yep. Please have a seat. Dr. Early will be with you shortly.
All right, I'll take a little seat here in the lobby.
Hey, what's up, man?
Dr. Early, it is
looking for a Grant Tastemaker.
Right here, my man. It is a pleasure.
You can barely fit into that.
Okay. Careful. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for.
I need a bigger seat.
Okay. Well, I was hoping we could go to an actual, like, a examining room. I don't know if...
No. It's better if we do it out here.
It's better.
Yeah. It's, you know, I think I'm seeing... Because now I can see you in context.
That's true.
Yeah.
And
you know,
it's fully transparent for any patients that might be coming.
I can see you. I can see right through you.
Oh, I am fully transparent.
Yeah. It's always what they say about you.
Wow. That, Dr. Early, you've already cut
to
the core.
What are you
core.
Trying to get done here, man?
Well, I definitely wanted to get a buccal fat removal, but I guess I kind of wanted the full, like, I don't know. Give me the works, really. I mean, what do you think? You look at me. I am but the clay for the artist to mold.
I'm sorry, you want what?
My podcast partner, I think, is cheating on me, and I've been told by several members of the cloth, as it were, that I need to, I don't know, you know, tighten up my look. It might be a body image thing.
Don't a McCall fat surgery?
Yeah.
Man, I thought you said buccal fat surgery. I was like, what are you trying to remove a trumpet, man? What? That's so crazy. Why would you want to remove a trumpet, man?
You're true. That's so true.
You could play Old Man River on that. You can play a fanfare.
Hey, that's
you don't want
one
that
song and one type of song. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you know, it's I think whether
a reverie.
It's
you can play a reverie on
a reverie. You could be reverent.
You could be reverent. You could be a member of the cloth.
Whether it's a genre or a composition, and that's what we're just talking about, body composition. So now you're trying to get your cheeks hollowed out.
Yeah.
You're trying to
and
look
clapped,
a little bit like a husk.
Yes, I would love to, like, a husk.
Right.
I've always
right.
said.
Maybe we
I don't know, let me show you my vision board, actually, for my body.
Yeah.
You'll notice there's
a
giant piece of corn in the middle of it. That's because
yeah.
I want to kind of look like a husk, but...
Pinterest corn.
Yes,
see it. Yeah.
With a kernel of truth.
Oh, that's
this is
really,
a little joke.
It's really
I, it's
clever.
Little,
if you tried to sell that to anybody,
I've been told
I'll buy it.
How clever I am, or my vision
surgery
board.
Surgery with
or,
a kernel of truth, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll put corn in every body.
That's good. That's the Dr. Early promise.
Yeah. You know, early riser corn.
Hey, corn's music. Should have had more risers in it, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like the biggest
can
issue with corn's music.
Can you do a riser with a bugle? I think you can.
Look, I think we need to hop into
I
the
think
studio.
You can.
Yes. Okay, hold on. I think we have a hook, but we should get into the studio after we get into the operating room.
Right.
I'm going to go under the knife.
No, we're going to do it out here. Don't worry. We're all going to do it all. We're going to do it all out here. So here's the thing. I think, first of all, we're taking down the cheeks, but we're gonna thin you all the way out, man.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna fucking hook a fucking vacuum up your goddamn belly button, and we're just gonna
Whoa.
Suck you dry.
Okay, a delint. I'm gonna be delinted.
Yes, yeah. You ever seen the movie Starship Troopers?
Yes.
It'll be nothing like that.
Okay.
But it will be a little bit like the Matrix.
All right.
In that you
a lot
will
of leather?
Be asleep for most of it.
Okay.
Not all of it.
Will I be dressed in leather?
No.
Okay.
But you might be tied down.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know, there's pluses and minuses, man. And I think, so, here's the deal. Why stop at, like, you know, the fat underneath when you can get the fat attached?
Whoa.
We should start knocking off some limbs, man.
Well, like, what are you thinking? Where do I go? I don't want to do anything too drastic, but I will. I'm willing to lose, like, below
left arm, right leg, tailbone.
All right, I'll do below the elbow and knee, but I want the knee still.
You want the knee? Why the knee?
Why not the knee?
Well, you don't need it.
I feel like I kind of do need it. Maybe at least just to be kind of a counterbalance weight. I wouldn't want to just be completely. Feel like if I have at least part of a leg,
you don't have contacts.
Contact lenses?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've also thought about contact the movie.
Okay.
And I have contacts in my phone.
Oh, really?
I also like
who's contacts. The most famous contact in your phone?
Oh, That's a good one. Let me see here.
Man, I don't care. We're getting down to surgery.
You're right. We need to get in the operating room.
We gotta get in the we'll do it out here.
We'll do it out here. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. What are you worried about?
I ain't worried about a thing.
It's sterile. We're sterile. Sterile like Daryl, baby.
Sterile like Daryl.
It's nothing you got
to
think about.
I love to hear that, man. I love. Let's let her rip.
Let her rip.
All this and more as the Bonafide Tastemakers continue the Love Suite.
The Love Suite.
Tastemakers. Are we? We bought some Dollar Tree. Tastemakers, my name is Grant.
I'm Danny.
I'm Waldo.
Whoa. You can't just come in like that, Waldo. We have to introduce you. This has Phantom.
It's haunted.
Yeah.
It's possessed. Also, Rohan's here.
Bonjour, mon ami.
Okay.
Welcome to the podcast. Today we are in the city of love in Paris.
That's true. We're in Paris. We flew to Paris for this.
That's why you can hear all the Foley going behind us.
It's true. Yeah, no,
French
yes.
cafe that we're here in.
It's true.
We took it on this Valentine's Day. We are recording on Valentine's Day. It's very important to us. These four men took a group trip to the most romantic city, Paris.
Yeah, now, Texas. Paris, Texas.
Paris, Texas. where everybody speaks French.
It's true.
Oh, mais oui, I'm selling cows.
Le longhorn, c'est merde.
There, yes.
But we watched.
But we watched.
We watched.
We did watch a movie, too.
It is very romantic.
Yeah, it's so romantic.
And very good.
It's true. This was quite good, actually.
It's called The Love Punch.
Yeah, 2013's The Love Punch. Starring Pierce Brosnan and Emma Thompson.
I want to start this off by asking Waldo, have you ever been punched by love?
I am familiar with being punched by love, yes.
What was that like?
It was like getting punched, except with love.
Oh.
Interesting. Now speak on that.
All right. So it's like, have you ever been punched before?
Yes.
No.
Oh,
what's that like?
You haven't. Okay. Have you ever been in a physical altercation?
Have you ever been in love?
Ooh,
it's kind of like that.
Well,
I plead the fifth.
Well, yeah, I guess it's kind of like
we're not in France. I mean, we are in France. No, we are in France.
We're in Texas, France.
We're in Texas, France.
Texas, France.
That's county. Oh. The counties. Oh. Sorry.
How are you today, Waldo? How's your Valentine's Day going?
It's going great. It's going great. Here I am on the podcast. What more can someone ask on Valentine's Day?
Well, nothing. This is the issue of all my other girlfriends is they wanted to do something more on Valentine's Day than be on the podcast. And I said, you know what? It's not right.
I have to cut you out of my life.
Yeah, sorry. It's just not the same. between us anymore since you stopped coming on my podcast on Valentine's Day.
Any couples listening, though, I hope you are planning to record a podcast later today.
Yeah. Come with a bouquet of mics instead of flowers.
There we go.
A box of XLR cords? It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Quite good stuff.
Great. The Love Punch. Grant, you want to give the plot synopsis?
Of course. I'm really prepared to do so. Here's Brosnan. Is starting to retire. He's selling his company. He gets flipped by a hedge fund manager who uses the money to buy a really expensive piece of jewelry. So he's got to team up with his ex-wife to get the jewel so that they can get the pensions back for everyone in the company.
Yes, they all their pensions.
And a little along the way, they kind of learn a little about life and a lot about love.
A lot about love. And what does it say? If you're going to pinch a diamond,
you're going to have to steal a few hearts. You can't pinch a diamond without stealing a few hearts.
Yep.
C'est magnifique.
C'est magnifique. We are in France.
We are in France, America.
That we're in Paris, Texas.
Well, Paris, Texas, Texas, France, France, America.
Oh.
Yeah, sort of a double inverted dodecahedron type.
What's the one country band, Florida, Georgia line? We're on the Paris, Texas line.
Yeah.
That's true.
The France, Texas
line. Oh, when you said banned, I thought you meant that the Florida, Georgia line was banned from somewhere.
Oh, no, they're banned from this podcast.
There should be an... Is Georgia the country in Eastern Europe?
Yes.
I wish was like a country equivalent to the... I don't know what countries are bordering on Georgia in Europe. I didn't even know where in...
It's like Armenia and Russia.
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
The Armenia-Georgia line.
Georgia-Azerbaijan line.
I'm just saying. There's an idea for free, Taste Nation.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm learning so much about geography on this podcast.
Well, we're a bit of a... We're a global pod.
Yeah, we're kind of global citizens.
I mean, I can crunch the numbers. We can look at our global listeners.
Like, for example, did you see this movie and go like, wow, I didn't realize there were British people in France?
I did not know that. And nor did I know how beautiful France was. There's a lot of ads for France in this movie.
Yeah, it's true.
Have you? So you never?
And they've got great health care.
They do have great health care. Their social safety net's great. Phenomenal.
Oh, I've never tried healthcare in France before, but after this movie, I might try it.
Okay, nice.
We'll break your leg in Paris, just so you can find out.
We should also disclose this pod as being... We're getting a tax break.
We are getting
this pod
a tax break for recording this in Paris, Texas.
Yes.
Oh, what a lovely place to film. I love the foliage.
Yeah, there's film. We can't afford film.
What a lovely place to record. Thank I love you. The foliage.
The foliage is pretty nice.
Have you ever done Foley sound?
Yeah, like...
Can
yeah.
you do some sound effects for us?
Sure. Let's see. What do I have here?
This can you do like a bone breaking? Noise?
Whoa. Oh!
Whoa!
All right. Violent immediately.
Arm.
Can you do a punch?
Sure.
Oh, you meant into like, the mic.
Yeah. I was into like the mic, but...
Oh, you meant a Foley punch.
Yeah, Foley punch.
You wanted to see my form, sure.
That's what love's like, though. That was that was a punch, Danny. Yeah. So Danny now has been punched canonically. And he's drunk.
But maybe in love?
Possibly in love.
Possibly punched, definitely drunk, totally in love.
That sounds like a t-shirt.
For all you sand heads out there. Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Sand heads.
I'd like to go ahead and rule out why I was referring to Adam Sandler. So everybody knows.
Yeah, certified Sandy here.
Oh.
Sandy Wexler.
Who is Sandy Wexler?
That's a character he played for Netflix. You don't know about Sandy Wexler?
No.
I'm going to Google that right now.
I know about Kim Wexler in Better Call Saul.
What
movie is this?
It's called Sandy Wexler.
Good actress. That one.
Sandy Wexler, everybody. Make note.
Sandy.
I guess that revokes my Sandy card.
Yeah. You're not a real Sandy.
Fake Sandy.
Fake Sandy.
Wait, is the movie called Sandy Wexler?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm more
and he's
of a
playing
Saddam.
The titular Sandy Wexler. And you're what?
I'm a Saddam.
Okay.
Not a...
Yeah, it's based on his real-life manager, Sandy Wernick.
Oh, crazy. So is there a guy in there playing Adam Sandler?
That's a good question. I don't think it happens, but Arsenio Hall plays himself.
Who would play Adam Sandler?
That's a good question.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, oh, of course. You're right.
Okay, yeah. There we go. Hey, Beefs and Butthead make a vocal cameo during the end credits. Whoa. So, yeah. Also, John Lovitz and the rapper Mace showed up. So, and they say Hollywood is burning.
Nope. Hollywood's just getting started.
Mark my words. Hollywood's
just getting started.
It's going to be big one day. You'll see. Yeah. Maybe it'll catch up with the British movie scene. Speaking of, Pierce Brosnan. He's in this movie.
Yeah, he's true. Irish. He's in the flick. Oh, he is Irish.
I guess. Good, but he plays 007.
It's true. The most British guy. Famously the most British guy.
Double not seven.
Yeah. Nicking stiff.
Nicking stiff.
Nicking stiff. It's crazy. You can say any number of words and tell me that it's British slang.
Who is the Tupperware lady in this?
Tuppence Middleton. There we go.
See, I can do all that.
I just looked up how to say his last name because I was like, wait, how do you spell his last name?
Oh, Brosnan?
Brosnan, yeah. I thought it was like, for a while, I thought there was like a T in it. Bronston? Yeah.
Pierce Bronston.
I guess I've never seen this.
That's a strong name. That's like a wrestler's name.
Bronston. That's good. Holy.
Hurt.
A little bit of hi-hat.
Can you get a.
Turn that into a sprinkler. Oh, you know, I gotta edit that later. There we go. Okay. Now we own the rights to any sound effects you're doing, so I'm gonna license these out just for some like extra revenue for the pod.
I understand completely.
I'm taking the reins this year. I'm trying to bring in some actual money for the podcast because so far we are very in debt.
Are you gonna get better mics?
No.
I mean, I like these mics. Not that they're bad mics.
Look, man.
Listen, first we gotta get better hosts.
Yeah. I don't think that's happening anytime soon.
No.
But, Taze Nation, if you want to replace Danny and I, make your case.
Are you guys having relationship trouble?
I don't want to talk about it.
No.
Oh. I think I might know a guy, though.
You know a guy?
No, I don't know. I don't know a single guy.
Oh.
Interesting. Very, You're very quick to defend yourself there.
You're asking, and I'm answering.
Interesting. It's just interesting, you know, when you say things
it's
like
just
that.
Funny. It's just funny.
I find it funny when you say things like that.
Well, we're a funny podcast.
That's true. We're a really funny podcast, and we are in France. Now, Rohan, you were saying earlier you had a bathroom in your room. Tell me, do you speak on that?
Oh, yeah. So one of the things that I have in my room is that I have a bathroom.
That's cool. I like that. And it's important to know.
Topic podcast.
What?
You like that?
That's yeah, I like that. That's what I like. To paraphrase Bruno Mars.
And you can have whatever you like.
And you can have whatever you like to paraphrase T.I. And we are in Paris. Now, Waldo, what did you think of the movie we watched today? Thumbs up, thumbs down?
Oh, it's a five star.
It's five stars. Out of how many stars?
Five.
Out of five. Okay. I don't know. My brother rates things on a 12-point system.
On a 12-point
system? Yes, he insists that's... Look, he does.
That sounds like an audit.
Well.
Which brother?
Clark.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, interesting. Let's speak on that.
Famous auditor.
How many stars does Clark get?
Clark?
Yeah.
Out of five or 12?
Well, whichever you feel most comfortable with.
Four. I won't say the system, though.
Okay.
Interesting.
Fair.
Come on the pod and defend yourself, Clark.
Clark, if you're listening, turn it off.
Turn it off. You're banned for life.
Waldo's our new best friend.
Well, we went to college together.
You and Clark?
No, we're colleagues. Me and
is that what that means? To be in college together is to be colleagues.
I think colleagues is like a general term, and like you could be coworkers, people you went to college with.
What are you looking up over here?
Look, I'm on the clock.
Oh yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, Danny, tell us how you're stealing company time to be on this podcast.
Listen.
It's interesting they paid for you to fly out here, though.
Yeah,
they paid for all of us to fly out here.
It is funny. The company I work for, which is very rich, it's actually called Very Rich Industries. They said that we sort of need boots on the ground here in Paris, Texas. Yeah. And so we said, who is the most Parisian Texan we know? and it's Danny, and so here I am.
And I want
to. I don't
just,
know why you guys are here.
I just want to say real quick: like if you're hearing a beeping, it's because the company has put a tracking bracelet on Danny's leg.
Just they say it's house arrest. I say it's.
Los Iris.
Yes, it's house
Los Iris.
I say
when
it's
in Texas.
Dubist.
You say it's what?
Dubist.
Dubist.
You have to understand, Danny.
Yes, it is Dubist.
Danny learned French from a instructional tape series done by Steve Martin in character during Pink Panther.
I'm glad they referenced the Pink Panther in this movie.
Of course. You have
it's
to.
It's about stealing a diamond.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also referenced James Bond for a second. That was cool.
Now, I think the character of the Pink Panther should have been in this movie, though.
You love that cartoon fucker.
He's awesome. What is there not to like about the Pink Panther?
Absolutely.
Color.
Not.
Color? Do you hate pink? You're wearing pink.
Well, I don't like these stealing my style.
He was doing it for a little bit longer than you, my friend.
Hey, tough guys wear pink.
Well, he's a tough guy.
Walmart t-shirt.
It's right next to never punched, always drunk, maybe in love. What?
I'm just like the tangents.
Yes, of course. You like cosine?
You can start a tangent.
Hey, where'd you get that hoodie from?
I got it from my brother's friend. It was a part of a Halloween costume.
You have brothers?
Yeah, I do have brothers.
They have Halloween?
And they do have Halloween.
In Paris?
All Hallows Eve. No, they weren't in Paris.
Oh.
They were in Guam.
So
they were stationed there
Paris?
For a while.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Who is in Paris?
Who?
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 The
I
who?
A song about that.
Yeah.
Who is in Paris? Who? Sacre Bleu.
Sacre Bleu. They should make a Sacre Bleu Panther.
Well, look, man, I'm waiting for the day they introduce that character.
This is a great podcast.
This
I'm
is
so
a really good episode, and I'm glad they've Danny's moving further
it.
Away.
I'm going over to Waldo.
Waldo. Oh, this is a room divided.
Yeah.
Oh, we're having competing podcasts now.
Yeah.
So for the listener,
yeah,
now
well,
we're on opposite
anyway,
sides of the room and opposite sides of the
couch. Yeah, my day was good.
And we're
cool.
Just diametrically opposed in any way.
Sorry I couldn't go get a diner with you this morning.
This would be insane if you split this into two episodes.
I'm not going to do that.
As like one half
diner
of the room
food is good.
Another half.
I will
is
be
good,
panning
what's
the
favorite,
audio.
What's your diner order?
My favorite. Oh, country
right
fried
channel.
Steak and eggs or just
really?
A classic breakfast.
I was never a country fried steak guy.
I mean,
really? Yeah, it's very heavy in the mornings.
It's
a good point.
I mean, it depends on how thick the bread is.
They are afraid to tackle.
Do you? Are you putting the white gravy on that?
They are very willing to talk about revolutionary ideology. They mentioned Trotsky.
You know what?
They mentioned Guevara, they say Viva la Revolution.
Years
I think the person who wrote this might be kind of a leftist.
Oh, that's real. I didn't actually find out about it. I didn't even get into Etouffee until like in my 20s.
Anything happens in Paris.
Yeah, I wasn't an Etouffee head until like.
There's magic in the air.
Really late in the game, honestly. A little embarrassing.
Exactly.
But once I was in, I was just a connoisseur.
What's your favorite spot to get Etouffee?
Atchafalaya, you know that?
So
like,
many
oh,
big
yeah.
things in Paris.
Yeah.
All
right, enough.
Good.
I'm combining the podcasts again.
All right, then we're on Etouffee.
That's cool. I like Etouffee. Have you ever had Etouffee?
I've never had Etouffee.
It's a type of soup, but is there a vegetarian version of Etouffee? Okay.
What's the normal version of Etouffee?
Crawfish
usually.
Crawfish
yeah. or shrimp.
Okay.
Kind of a.
So what would the vegetarian
yeah, I'm curious
be?
What it would be.
Craw tofu. Craw tofu, yeah.
Wait.
Craw
okay.
plant etouffee.
I guess, what would be the most similar vegetable to a crawfish? Like a radish, right?
Yes.
A radish.
Hell yeah.
A radish
thinking, like,
etouffee.
What could be like crunchy and sort of cockroach.
I don't
like,
think of
cockroachy.
A shrimp being crunchy.
Well, it's not crunchy.
You skin them before. So oh. it's just the meat inside. It kind of looks
yeah.
it's like a chicken nugget.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry. It's not like just a full shrimp with the shell on and everything.
Oh, okay. Because I always see the Red Lobster ad and they go.
No one's biting directly.
They're just biting directly through a lobster.
I don't know. I've never used
I don't know what you freaks do.
I'm just assuming what you all do.
No.
Y'all?
No.
I've never been to a Red Lobster.
You've never been to a Red Lobster?
So you've eaten crawfish.
Not that I can
They
remember.
Don't usually have crawfish at Red Lobster, do they?
I don't.
Not like
I don't.
They have shrimp.
Yeah, they got shrimp.
Similar
crawfish. I feel like similar does not travel.
You're talking to three people from Louisiana. I don't think people are gonna their room's gonna agree with crawfish are like shrimp.
Well, they kind of are.
Yeah, but come on. Okay, right. People aren't just going around eating. They don't do shrimp boils all the time. Shrimp you have done a shrimp boil
shrimp
though.
Shrimp boils
so.
Are a thing.
I know, but
are they big in like east like the east?
Further up like North Carolina and stuff. That's
you. Yeah, the fake south. The fake south.
Fuck off.
The
fake south.
Well, you and now you're gonna fucking rep North Carolina.
If North Carolina,
they got North in the name. North, I think that's all that needs to be said.
Well, you ask them who they fought for. North and South Carolina, I defend. Once you get up to Kentucky, I don't buy that.
Whoa. Whoa, he's calling me.
The East Coast, the like Southeast Coast, I'll defend that. That's South.
Okay, interesting.
South Carolina?
It's true.
It's South Carolina has a
lot
of...
Oh, wow, that.
Yeah.
North, though?
You know, like North? Wait, how do you go to Virginia? Do you think Virginia's Southern?
I honestly am having a really hard time creating a mental map of the East Coast right now. We need to move on.
Okay.
Or we pull up a map playing, and you teach me real quick.
You're just playing Fallout 3. You should know where Virginia is.
On the East Coast. It's near fucking up the top.
It's over there.
Near up the top.
Near up the top.
It's not even true.
I don't fucking care. I'm not going over there anyway.
Well, you've been to Virginia.
I have been to Virginia.
I've been to Washington, D.C.
Would you consider it Southern?
No.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Then but Richmond was in Virginia, and that was the capital of the South.
There was like five or six capitals of the South over its very short existence.
Because
New
God.
Orleans was at one point capital, and so was Montgomery.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Montgomery.
Montgomery.
The South Ooh. Was famously a stable country that definitely was able to exist long term.
It's true.
All right. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. This is the first time anyone's had the courage to say it.
Yeah.
This is a movies podcast.
A different capital.
Waldo is Googling the South. He just keeps Googling the South over and over again.
Biblically accurate representation of the South.
Now,
he just keeps zooming in and zooming out in the same spot.
He's enhancing. He's enhancing. Now,
just zooming in and out on a compass.
Whenever they had to Google something in this movie, they weren't using Google. They were using something called speedsearch.com. Right. Yeah, did you see that?
I did not notice.
No, there's Virginia.
There's Virginia.
Yeah, okay.
I guess it is kind of more South than I thought it was, actually.
Thank you.
So you're saying that is in the South?
I'm saying it's more South than not.
Okay, I don't know where it is, so it doesn't... I wasn't even trying to weigh in on that. Then
I would say...
I was getting really fucking... My feet held to the
Southern,
fire because I play a video
Southern
game.
Southern Virginia, I'll allow. But, like, Northern Virginia, like, up near D.C., no.
Yeah, it's right above North Carolina,
careful
which I did famously
in.
Say is not in the South.
Only moments ago. Grant's kind of a, you know...
I'm revisionist geographer.
You're a revisionist geographer.
These lines... They're not that.
Yeah.
They simply are just not.
No. Not at all. How
But this movie was a little not a cult.
Well, that's true. She
spent a lot of time on the beach.
She knows the guy with the boat.
We went on the boat. We went scuba diving. We went parasailing.
The boat they end up with at the very end.
The sailboat.
They imply, yes, it was a sailboat. They imply that they're going to sail that around the world. That is the thing. That is a running line they have. But
that's
I
true.
Doubt, based on the construction of that boat, that the keel was heavy enough to sail around the world. And plus, it was a sailboat in the middle of Paris with a bunch of rock stone bridges that they had to lower the mast for to get out of Paris. Do you think that they sailed around the world? And if they did, how long did it take?
Hey, sorry.
Yes.
Were they supposed to be in Paris at the end?
I think so.
So we left them off, was it not?
No, they were in the south of France.
Oh, they're in like Nice or something?
Yeah. And well, then she just
or
goes,
Houston.
Bordeaux.
Well, then she said, like, do you want to go do a bit of traveling? So I thought maybe they fucked off to somewhere else.
So they're either Nice or Houston.
Yes, well, of course.
Yes,
famously,
of course.
Famously both close to
Yeah,
Paris.
Well, Nice is a hop, skip, and a jump from Houston, famously.
Well, the daughter gets a postcard from Paris.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Waldo is right.
Dang.
You're
right.
Oh, there was a postcard. I missed that part.
There what?
I
well, we were so angry.
Postcard.
Rohan speculated everyone was going to receive their pension through postcards from around the world.
That one lady just opened up her ATM. Like, how did you
like
get
a-
access to her bank account?
He wired
the hanker.
Well, that was
son.
His assistant for forever. Maybe he just knows
her
account information.
Was he having some sort of like indentured servitude over her? He's like, oh, you work for me. Give me all your information. And now I have like, I'm holding your passport. You aren't allowed to leave.
Look, would love if they had dove into some of these questions.
By the way, if any of our listeners out there, if somebody asks for your passport, you are going to be human trafficked. Please do not give anybody your passport.
And that's exactly what happened at the hotel scene.
Yes. Yeah. That fake French woman scanned their passports doing identity theft. You know?
It's fucked up.
That's why at TSA, when they ask for my passport, I throw a huge fit and I knock over their metal detector.
You do that a lot.
Yeah. That's why I got pulled over in Frankfurt.
That's why you got pulled over?
Yeah. So they took me aside into the private search booth and then touched my balls when I was an 8-year-old.
Wait, so they didn't pull you over. They just...
They just
we thought maybe you were like in a car.
No.
This 18-year-old is driving a car. We got to touch his balls.
8-year-old? Is 8 years old?
8 years old,
8 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, there's 18.
No, 8-year-old driving a car.
That would make sense if
I
was an 18-year-old driving.
They legally have to touch your balls.
Yeah.
You're 18.
It's an obligation.
Well, you guys just don't understand how Germans work. That's sort of their culture.
Right.
That's their culture. That's called...
What is it called? Wunderballs.
That's called the Frankfurt Handshake.
Alexa, what is the age of consent for a Frankfurt Handshake in Germany?
You keep Googling that and zooming in on the results.
Where is Frankfurt?
That's what Peyton Manning was trying to do. For some reason,
you said Peyton Manning, but my head went to Tom Brady, and he's kissing his son.
I really hope Tom Brady never gave his son a Frankfurt handshake. I would hope.
I didn't say it.
I'll say that. He's a fucking loser. He's a fucking loser.
And we're going to the south of France, Nice, where we have beautiful Rivieras, and the end of this movie, perhaps.
It's true, possibly.
Ron's really trying to keep us on track.
Yeah, it's good. It's good because we don't have the buzzer. We broke the buzzer last episode. Okay, all right. So yep. Do you guys think they could have sailed around the world?
No.
Okay, all right.
Wait, also, did they
do you guys not believe in love?
I think that
if you were in love, you could sail around the world.
Yeah, I think with the power of love, you can kind of conquer all. But
well, yeah, but then they had enough money to get a boat and just travel around the world.
Well, I think
that was a really shitty boat.
Like
that one did
more than they
much.
Deserve.
How much do you think? Sorry, he got $15 million, but there was easily like 15 people there, and they each got $1 million. Do you think that's a good payout? Like when he went, walked up to, how much do you think a pension payout would be?
Like $100,000.
You think it's?
I think it's gonna be less than $1 million.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it'd be more than $100,000.
I think it would have to be like 400, right?
Yeah, because it's like, you got to survive the next 40 years off this.
Yeah, well, and in places where, by the way, again, great social safety net. You know, in places like Europe where I feel like pensions are stronger. I don't actually know anything. I guess
I know a lot, and I'll say I think it was less than $1 million more than $100,000, but I couldn't tell you the exact number.
If I was fired and somebody said, you can have $1 million, I would be like, all right, fine.
All right, I guess I'll take $1 million.
Because those people can still get other jobs. Like, they're not, you know.
So would you just give us $1 million?
Yeah, you know what? I'm trying to work on
that. You think
this
podcast will get a pension?
No, fucking no way.
I don't know, but I think we're going to make some money off those sound effects while we're recording.
This podcast is strictly anti-union.
Okay.
No benefits, no pension, and no rights.
Mm-hmm. No compensation.
No compensation.
Then that's cool. I'm really happy that that's how
this
it worked out
when
we were voting
reins,
on.
Granted.
Yeah, this is all.
I never claimed to understand maps, to understand pension payouts when I took the reins. I was simply in the mood to create good content.
Since when
so back
that?
Off.
So are you, like, paying for the buccal fat removal surgery out of pocket?
I don't want to talk about it, but yes.
You're getting buccal fat removal?
Yes. I already got it done. That you guys can't tell.
Is that why you're wearing that scarf?
It was very naturally done. No, I'm not wearing the scarf anymore because it's finished. It is finished.
That's the finished product?
I quote my grandpa.
What would a buccal fat removal look like if you only got the fat root on your face but not the rest of your body? Is it a really skinny face?
Yeah, a real tight face.
I just think about a guy like...
It's like handsome Squidward.
Oh, yes. No, I think about like a sumo wrestler, but he just has like a really thin face.
That's like a One Punch character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would love to see it. Taste Nation, if you got any pictures.
We don't have benefits or pension, but we will pay for a sumo wrestler's buccal fat surgery.
Please reach out to us on myspace.com.
Exactly.
If interested.
Exactly.
Did you know
Waldo?
I did for like a week.
What was your theme song?
I don't think I had a theme song because I had it for a week.
What would it be if you had one right now?
It would be that song by Papa Roach, you know, Cut My Life Into Pieces.
Yeah,
this is my last resort.
Yeah.
Suffocation, no breathing.
All right, we don't have money to pay for it.
It's like a banjo.
There should be a Papa Roach banjo cover album.
Yeah, I'm sure there. I'm 100% sure.
Okay, Pappy Roach.
Pappy Roach sounds like a guy who lives in Houma, right?
Yeah. I wouldn't love this, but just kind of a guy who wields power over roaches. Kind of the same way that the Pied Piper could guide rats away. I want him. We had the banjo, and he's leading roaches.
Did the Pied Piper do? I thought he led away kids.
You're right. I'm thinking
he did both.
Well, there was a saint or like some father or something that like did us be like chase rats out of somewhere.
No, it was the Pied Piper.
Snakes.
You're thinking of St. Patrick chased snakes out of Ireland
with a flute?
No, I believe he had a staff.
A big stick.
Sorry, what were you saying, Walter?
Oh, yeah, the Pied Piper did lead all the rats out of the city, but then the person in charge of the city didn't pay the Pied Piper, so then the Pied Piper came when all the parents were at church to take the kids with the flute.
Thank you for knowing that. I definitely was getting like three different things confused there.
Now imagine Pappy Roach to take his banjo and make like the cockroaches be like a humanoid form and wear a suit and a hat. And it just walks around like this big cockroach.
If he's
creature.
Wearing a suit and a hat, then I think Pappy Roach has to wear a brooch.
A brooch?
Yes.
Like a roach brooch.
Yeah. Yes.
It's got to be a brooch made out of those like crazy Japanese beetles that are all pearlescent. Have you seen those?
I've not seen those.
They're nuts. They have like...
No, they're roaches.
What?
You said they're nuts.
Whoa.
Oh
Whoa. Right. Yeah. This is
sad comedy. It's good.
Thank you.
Now, Waldo, if you were ever on Fear Factor, would you ever eat a cockroach?
Would you kill Joe Rogan?
Would I kill Joe Rogan?
Can anyone really kill Joe Rogan?
Are you afraid of doing that? That's the Fear Factor.
I thought he was immortal.
Joe is just like hunched over and sweating and like staring at somebody and saying, "Are you afraid to kill me?
Kill me. Please.
Kill me."
Get the pose.
Jamie, can you pull my death tape?
Rip my face off like a chimp. Do it.
Oh.
I think I missed that episode of Fear Factor.
Fear Factor, I never watched that, but I have vivid memories of going to the Universal thing where like there was like the little area set up where you like were in Fear Factor.
Right.
Did anyone else ever do that or see that?
No.
It was... I'm terrifying. I can't imagine being on the TV show because the TV show seemed like it was just like so much more intense than even this kind of.
There's like a strange amount of like acrylic boxes on that show. Is the main thing
acrylic
I remember.
Boxes?
It's just like those boxes with holes in them that they like lock people in as they like release cockroaches or snakes into them.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it could just be one box that they reuse.
Well, that's they're true. Like different sizes every time. Really.
They're building a custom box for every single contestant.
Yeah, just like here to get in this cast, this body cast.
It's so like we can get a box for you. Enigma of Amagar fault. It's like this is your box.
This is your box.
There should be a Fear Factor episode where they get punched really hard and then they fall in love.
Oh my
That'd
god!
Be really good.
What would you call that episode?
I think that we'd call it like Punch Love.
Punch Love. Yeah. There we go.
It's good, right?
Romantic assault.
What about the romantic assault?
That could be lump.
I'm giving you lumps.
I don't like. Okay, just enough out of you. And he just swung his fist.
All right, I'll come back with something.
I'll come back. I'll be back. You'll see.
You'll see.
Love mumps, sort of like shingles.
Yo, what the fuck is the deal with whenever you see people in old cartoons and stuff have mumps, they just have, like, their heads tied? You've seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Yo, what the fuck does that do?
I have no clue.
Maybe they drilled in the head.
I think we
maybe
need
they
a
were
doctor.
Trying to release the five.
Yeah, it's like they have like an ice pack, I think maybe, but they're just like taped to its head. It's always in the jaw too. I don't actually know what the mumps are.
I thought the mumps were like hives. Am I completely wrong?
Are they like mega hives?
Are they like?
I don't know.
Are they like chicken pox or something?
I don't know.
Dr. Waldo, please help us.
Yeah, I'm going to Google it and zoom
I
in
thought
on
it was like
a
random
times.
Inflammation of like. Inflammation of like your. You ever see like people with like really big shins and stuff like that because they have lipedema? Kind of like that. I thought it was just like that throughout your body. I thought that was what the mumps were, but
like
I'm not confident
person.
In that. Yeah.
Yeah. What about, does it only swell one part of your body at a time?
Hmm.
Like you look like that guy who's injecting all the stuff into his arm to get the big bicep, but it's like just kind of jelly.
Oh right, I forgot about that. What is he injecting? It's like some
sort of like, Russian like.
It's like the fake boob stuff.
Yeah.
What happened? Wait, what?
Has you ever seen these guys where they like they like want muscles, but they don't want to actually like work out, so they like inject shit into their arm?
Yeah, and then they end up looking like Popeye or something.
So the mumps are when like, your saliva glands like swell up.
That makes
so,
sense why it's on their jaw.
Yeah, they're like taping it to like an ice pack on there to try to cool it down.
Oh.
But you're all supposed to treat it with heat also. So.
Oh, dude, that's the goals right there, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you may not like it, but that's peak physical form.
Just Google Russian fighter Popeye faces more surgery.
Oh, he goes by Popeye?
He calls himself Popeye.
Okay.
But he definitely doesn't eat spinach.
With petroleum jelly, who injected arms with petroleum jelly.
Ew.
That's
disgusting.
PJ.
That's kind of crazy when you think about the fact that I've never really put together that it's petroleum jelly. Like, he's just injecting, like, oils into his body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
hell yeah,
fucking
brother.
Sick,
we're cutting
dude.
Out the middle, man. We need to start injecting crude oil into our body.
That's the one thing.
We are in Texas. Hey.
And he is Russian. Whoa. So it's sort of the perfect confluence of things. We're just going to inject this man with crude oil.
Somebody... call Tucker Carlson. We need to get Putin on the line.
And get that green M&M here too.
Yeah.
He's got a Kennedy Khrushchev phone
just
in the studio.
Putin. And he gushes over him. He's like, I need your oil, man. I need your soft, sweaty oil.
Do you have a Tucker Carlson? I'm trying to remember if I used to have one.
Oh, how did you just said, do you know Tucker
Carlson?
Like,
no, do you have one an impression of it?
Oh, no.
No, do you just have like a model Tucker Carlson
Putin.
Figure?
I think it's important. That we get crude oil injected into this guy's bodies.
This guy's body?
Yeah. Democrats think that you can have a body without crude oil.
I found a rotary phone with the green M&M on it that we could maybe use to...
I don't know where that came from.
Well, because it could be next to his Khrushchev phone.
Yeah, sure.
He's got a separate one where he's like... I don't know, fucking harassing the green M&M.
Liberals think the green M&M is too sexy, but I have a phone of her on my desk, and is it a coincidence that I have an erection? Oh, dude, they're all over the fucking purple one. What the fuck?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
That's
so
fucked up. Send me the link.
And then there's a separate one with just red and green, and they're like on a couch.
Oh.
I guess like watching something. I don't know. I didn't know that this was canonically
like
the red and green M&M were together
at
some
like
point.
An intimate moment that I'm not supposed to be able to see.
But this one is. See, I don't know if they're like. I guess there just were two different ones because there are ones where there's a lamp behind them, and there's ones where the blue M&M is just kind of standing all very creepily behind them, and it looks like he has his hand on both of their like. This is, he's like resting it on both of their backs almost. From the angles that
they're
I'm
just a thruple, Grant.
They're a thruple, and that's fine.
Be judging.
But where's the yellow M&M? He's the one I want to see. He's the silly one.
He's the nut one.
He's the nut.
He's a little bit of a nut.
He's a little bit of a nut.
Who's the main character of No Country for Old Men? The guy with the big mustache.
Josh Brolin.
Yeah, what's his name?
Thanos. Josh Brolin is his name.
Josh Brolin.
Oh, the
is,
character's
is
name.
The character's name.
Thanos.
Llewellyn.
Llewellyn. Do you think Llewellyn likes M&Ms?
Yeah.
Why?
Do you think he's allergic to cats?
Oh.
Because the guy, Pierce Brosnan, sort of looked like Llewellyn.
He did.
A little bit
when
like
he
Llewellyn.
He infiltrated the party.
It's true. And we haven't talked about their friends yet, but we need to.
Penn and Jerry.
Jerry. Wait, that was really their names?
Yeah. It should have been Teller, but either way, the guy Jerry, quote-unquote Teller, had plot armor. Plot armor so thick that he survived multiple wars in under the Foreign Legion.
That's fine.
Under the Royal Army.
He's a fun Navy. Side character. He didn't even get into any
he
trouble.
He had scissors in his body.
That's fine. Well, that's
forceps. Forceps.
That's funny. Fine. And it's funny.
It's funny, I guess. He's just a cartoon character.
He's just there to be funny, and that's okay. It's yeah. okay for a character to be there just to be funny.
I don't
Rohan.
Think so.
All these characters
I
are
think
so funny
guys should be banned.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Well, we don't have to worry about anything, yeah, I guess, no, technically, okay. with this podcast, but that's a bold stance to take.
I think funny guys should just be like random but shot.
Again, I don't think we're going to have to worry about that at all, but I. You know what, actually, I agree. I'm on his side on this. I don't know if the room's going to be divided again.
No, I think we should do it.
I think we should do it. Waldo?
Aren't guns, like, super illegal in France? Like, how did they have so many guns?
Not in this movie.
They got good permits. They said good things about social safety nets.
I'm sure he did know someone.
Somebody for his past.
Yeah.
But then the security guards also had guns, too.
That's true.
Yeah, but he's, like, a trillionaire.
They're rich, too. Yeah.
He's
a what? He can afford it. A quadrillionaire.
Yeah. He's
from Le Hedge Fund Malevolent.
It's true. It's true. Danny.
I just honestly, everything you said just hit me like gibberish. I have no idea what you just said.
Well, I think you need.
Le Hedge Fund.
Le Hedge Fund Malevolent.
Is
the malevolent.
Yeah, like
the
buddy,
evil hedge.
So. You're going to have to do your Duolingo on your own time, okay? Just because Rohan is fluent.
I took 5 years of French,
5 years.
I watched Muzzy like six times. I never finished it.
That fucking clock eater.
that sounds like a slur.
He was gobbling clocks.
Whoa.
I'm just saying. That's what
why
he was doing.
Why are you judgmental? Let me just like gobble clocks.
Why are you acting like I was judging him?
You called him a clock gobbler.
Because that's like what his main prerogative was. His prerogative was just housing clocks. Left and right.
That's what I'm always discussing is what is Muzzy's prerogative?
Yes.
But no, you still didn't have to call him a dirty
a good name,
green
Muzzy's
clock
prerogative.
Muzzy's prerogative. He's a nut. He's a nut.
He's not from here. You
he's
just
not
don't understand his culture.
Man. All I'm saying is don't let me and Muzzy in a room together.
Well, you should. If he wants to be here,
I will kill Muzzy if he's in the same room as I am. If he steps foot in Texas, Paris, France, Nice.
Is Muzzy in the room
if he
with
steps
us
to
right
my
now?
Niece, so I'll kill
Muzzy. Come out.
Beat him to death with hammers.
Yeah, I'll beat him to death with hammers. I'll beat him to death with MC Hammer.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah.
Somebody get him on the line right now.
Muzzy, come down.
MC Hammer? Or
MC
Muzzy?
Hammer.
Muzzy, yeah. Muzzy's here in the studio today.
We actually have a surprise guest, Muzzy.
Woo! Let's give it up for Muzzy.
Well, it looks like he couldn't make it. He's too busy gobbling clocks.
Muzzy. Bonjour.
Now do your MC Hammer impression, Rohan. The one that you do all the time.
Oh, yeah. He's doing the dance.
No, you can't see him, he's doing the dance right now.
I'm actually just flying away with my parachute pants right
Goodbye.
now.
Goodbye.
He has parachute pants. We have jetpack pants. We're actually taking flight.
That, he should have. MC Hammer, I think he wouldn't have gone broke if he had jetpack pants.
You ever hear
he's broke?
He went broke.
You
he was doing
on the podcast.
He was doing cash for gold ads. I don't think he's broke
that's
anymore.
Right.
He was doing them with Ed McMahon.
That doesn't mean he's broke. Maybe he just wants more money.
Maybe he just likes
maybe
the
just
he was broken.
Gold.
That's why he was humorously appearing in the cash for gold ad.
Oh, it was humorous?
Yes.
You thought it was super funny?
Yeah,
no,
I thought
no,
it was
much more of a tibula situation.
Yeah, it was a tibula type commercial.
Do you guys remember what was the... what was the commercials with like the little tiny action figure looking guy for collect calls?
The general?
What? No, not the general.
Mr. Bill?
No, not Mr. Bill.
Wait, it was for collect calls?
It was for collect calls.
I don't know, but this sounds awesome. It sounds right in my alley.
I'm gonna look this up.
I didn't know there was ads for collect calls.
There are.
Google search tiny guy collect call ads.
So if they have ads for collect calls, do you think every time they make a collect call in a movie, it's like a sponsored segment?
A little bit.
Okay.
It's kind of like, and it's so general. It's just called collect call. Just like Band-Aid is a brand.
And
collect
a band.
Call. And a band?
There's a band named Band-Aid.
Band-Aid.
Is it called Aid?
No, sorry, sorry.
That's actually what's happening in Gaza right now.
This is embarrassing. I was thinking of First Aid Kit.
The band?
Yeah, that's a band. Band-Aid is not a band.
Yikes. Grant spreading misinformation.
Yeah, maybe there's a member of First Aid Kit named Band-Aid, though.
That's like, yeah, they're, hold on.
Gauze.
They are from Iceland? Sweden?
Bjork is from Iceland.
Bjork is from Iceland. Love is from Iceland.
Love.
Who?
Love.
I was thought about it'd be funny to go to a, I don't know why this is so funny to me, but to go to a Love concert and be like, oh, you're that Icelandic singer, Bjork.
First Aid Kit is Swedish.
That's how you get beat up by a bunch of people.
By a bunch of 17-year-old girls.
Yeah.
And you know what? They could take me. I would lose that fight.
Absolutely.
They have the type of rage.
Nobody
I
is
known
more
for years.
Militant than 17-year-old girls.
That's actually who they are sending to Gaza, weirdly enough.
Yeah.
According to the TikToks,
they banned Aid and they're sending 17-year-old girls to Gaza.
No, they banned First Aid Kit. They were trying to send them.
So we had an accident on the
Do that
podcast.
In the mic. Blow your nose
no,
into the mic.
That's a whole separate Patreon tier. Manny's nose is a little
weird. Body fluid sounds.
Yes.
The body fluid sounds are the Patreon tier.
There's a fluids
body
tier.
Fluid sounds?
I'm a guy blowing his nose.
Can you get a yellow M&M sound? A nut, if
yeah,
you will.
I'm a yellow M&M.
Yeah, all right.
That was good.
That was good.
Hey, do you mind if I submit that for you? Like, on your behalf?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't mind.
To, like, an audition?
Yes, I'm kind of...
Who plays the yellow M&M?
It's J.K. Simmons. But I think they should consider getting a newcomer.
And J.K. Simmons is worn out, man.
Whoa, okay. Oh. A little bit of a hot take, I feel like.
I feel like he's up and coming.
Do you think he's worn out?
Yeah, I think he's dragging for sure.
What?
He's dragging?
Well, yes, not his tempo.
Not quite my tempo. He's lost his tempo.
We don't talk about it enough. He was so focused on tempo, but he couldn't control his tempo. This is very...
That's good.
It's a very good episode.
It's a very good episode.
I think this is great. We completely banned the movie, and that's what's the best.
It's
what
true.
Else is there to talk about the
nothing.
Movie?
Nothing. There's fucking nothing to talk about.
We didn't even talk about the band Free at all. And we haven't talked about Tyler,
we
the roommate.
We should talk about there being a million needle drops.
Yeah, well, yes. I feel like...
This good movie spent so much on fucking music.
I'll say it. I think a good rom-com should have a million needle drops.
Yeah, no. I think it worked.
I defend that. But it was weird that they, like... really zeroed in on the band Free, which I kind of only know is it was the band that the guy from Bad Company was in
Company. They bought in bulk.
I guess so. It was a 3-for-1 fucking licensing deal.
The buy one, get one free.
Oh.
Yeah, their son's roommate's like doing things like shitting with the door open and jacking off.
That's true.
In the living room.
Real funny. We loved it. We all loved it. They had the Skype watermark and everything to the point where I had to Google to see if Skype helped pay for this movie or something. It was egregious. We even got a call back to Skype at the end where he's like checked and his mom listed it herself as being very busy.
Very busy.
Extremely busy.
I'm too busy fucking your dad in Paris right now.
Or niece.
How would you feel if you were trying to call your mom and she's like, sorry, I'm too busy fucking your dad? Like... I don't know, maybe it's just me.
Maybe it's just you.
Just you.
It's the only thing. My parents have definitely said that to me a ton of times.
Yeah, man. We've all been there.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah.
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 I'm glad your parents fuck.
Yeah. I'm just happy to hear,
wait,
I'm happy to hear that for them.
Yours don't?
No.
How are you in the room
hey,
here,
Danny's
buddy?
Danny's parents. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Hope you're recording
parents.
A podcast.
They're here.
Oh. They're
Mr.
here.
And Mrs. Danny's parents.
Muzzy.
They're in L.A.
Muzzy ate them.
Muzzy
oh,
ate
no. He ate all the clocks.
He ate my parents.
My parents. The best. Absolutely the best.
The best.
Hamburger.
Hamburger.
The Love Punch. 2013.
Great year.
Great year. Great year. One of the great years.
You guys remember Obama?
Do you think he would have drank the Love Punch?
Yes.
What would it be spiked with?
Wait. The Love Punch.
Yeah.
Let's talk about.
Do you miss that part of the movie where they all got together and there was a big bowl and they're like, "This must be the love punch."
I was hoping
that's a comedically large ladle too.
I was hoping that's what we were calling the roofie concoction that they served to the Texans.
Sure. Yeah, the roofies. A real shingy type.
Yeah.
Careful.
Don't like that. You think Michelle Love punched Obama?
Okay. Enough, Danny. That is enough out of you.
He's like, I don't want to be president anymore. And she's like, drink this.
One more term.
One more term.
Enough out of you. Did we leave the country and he thinks he can say all these bold things?
I'll say this. Joe Biden constantly acting like he just took a love punch.
You think Joe's on the love punch?
I think Joe's punched out, dude.
He's punched out.
I would love for them to add retroactively Joe Biden to punch out.
He's Glass Joe. That's who Glass Joe grew up and became president.
Glass Joe mod.
Glass Joe Biden.
You should do a photo. Look, the White House thinks they're slick with that red eyes edit that they posted. Mm-hmm. If they were smart, they'd be dressing old Joe up as Glass Joe and taking some pictures.
Do you think Joe Biden rigged the Super Bowl?
Yeah, he's a huge Taylor Swift fan. It's on record.
It's true.
Goddamn right. It's on a record. He's on an next record.
Joe Biden never puts out like his playlist like Obama did, right?
No, I don't think
he's doing the ad-libs. He's like, get him, Jack.
Yeah.
Whenever Taylor sings a verse.
Well, hold on, though. I do remember when he was at least running for president, wasn't his inauguration playlist have, like, the instrumental to that MF Doom song on it? Does anyone else remember this? They had the instrumental to rap Snitch Knishes.
No way.
That's nuts.
Guys, I'm going to look it up.
He's got his Gen Z marketing team.
Yeah, he's got the Gen Z marketing team. Well, if they were on their shit, they would have Gen Z would be having Joe Biden dress up as Glass Joe from Punch Out right now.
Fucking Gen Z. I'm embarrassed of my generation.
You absolutely know that he does, like, he's got Olivia Rodrigo, though, right?
Joe Biden MF Doom.
Like, in the White House? He's got our hostage?
Well, I mean more that...
You're claiming that Joe Biden roofied Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay.
He gave her the love punch?
He gave her the love punch. It's a very bold claim.
MF Doom was on the Biden-Harris inauguration playlist.
Okay.
Was MF Doom still alive when Biden was running the first time?
Yes.
I don't think so. Maybe
2020, right?
He died in 2020, though.
He died in, like, December 2020.
Died in October 2020.
October. It was December when they
announced
it.
That's right, yeah. Well.
Makes you really think. Says a lot about society if you really think about it.
How quickly after you died do you want people to know?
Probably the day before I died.
Whoa, there we go.
If we could get a warning out ahead of time, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I'm dying tomorrow, just so everybody knows.
Just you have one last chance to tell me that you love me.
Or if you know how to prevent it, I mean, that would be cool, too.
Nah, I'm dialed in at this point.
I'm dialed in.
Do you think you'd get, like, a free Denny's breakfast just like you do on your birthday?
That would be cool. I'm dying tomorrow.
The Denny's last meal.
Yeah.
Denny's last request.
What was your last
I'm about
meal
to be
being?
Euthanized tomorrow. Please give me a meal.
And my form of euthanization is going to be dressing up as a clock and walking in the same room as Muzzy.
Yeah. What would your last
meal I'm
going to
be bored by Muzzy.
My last meal, besides etouffee, probably a nice shrimp scampini and steak.
Okay. Surf and turf. I love it.
Surf and turf. I there was a dog that was really shitty yesterday that was, like, on my pants, and then now I'm like,
and ate it.
I accidentally, like, rubbed my eyes, and I was like, oh no, I forgot I have a mild pet allergy.
No.
So just for the podcast listeners who think I look high while listening to the podcast, this is all pet allergies and marijuana.
But the dog is still alive. You did not eat the dog.
I'm glad
I didn't say that. Sure.
I'm glad you addressed it because I think people were listening, being like, I bet that guy looks really high right now.
He's very worried. Very worried.
I think you got ahead of it, so that's smart. That's smart. Huh?
That's what I've been thinking the whole time.
Yeah. That he sounds like he looks high?
Well, he looks like he sounds high.
Ay, ay, ay.
This is going to ruin my 2045 campaign. Can never run for
president. Yeah, what's your platform?
My platform? Mm-hmm. Spotify?
Okay. You know, they just laid off a bunch of people and they're like union busting, right?
Love it. Love to hear it.
Love it.
Great Woo. Company. Never
Shout
done anything
Bill
wrong.
Simmons.
Sim.
On the podcast.
Hey,
Shout
Bill.
Out to J.K. Simmons, too.
Hey.
Did they actually fire a bunch of union busting? Or did they do union busting?
I they haven't. Not recently. That's something they got accused of like years ago, though.
Ooh, hot takes on the podcast here.
So Spotify is like the leprosy platform, right?
By the way, we love Spotify and we're on there.
I've said nothing wrong. You guys have done nothing wrong. Perfect company.
I just have like cups that say
like
I hate
Norwegian
Spotify.
Norwegian or Swedish? They're Swedish.
That's first aid kit.
First aid kit. Sorry.
They're
Spotify,
Swedish.
First aid kit.
Yeah.
Spotify Swedish. They're Swedish.
Sure.
They have leprosy in Sweden?
Yeah, I guess.
Are they there and their CEO is Ruben Östlund?
That's a sandwich.
Yeah.
That's a sandwich. It's crazy they let a sandwich direct movies.
Yeah. Ruben Almond, actually.
Man. Triangle of Sadness, more Triangle Cut of Sadness, am I right?
Whoa.
What are we at time-wise?
Is that what the menu was?
We're at 53 minutes.
I didn't see the menu, but it kind of just seemed like
people
food
them.
Version of Triangle of Sadness.
I heard it wasn't good, but people compared them. Mm.
So is the triangle of sadness like scalene or is it like isosceles?
Equilateral.
Equilateral. Whoa.
Well, it kind of is a bad
It was an
quality.
Equilateral opportunity offender. Yes. yes, yes.
Any, so yeah, this movie is good.
Yeah, we liked it. This is better than a lot of the movies we watch.
Yeah,
definitely the best so far.
It was
far
stupid, but it was kind of funny.
Yeah, no, this is better than the other two movies of the Love Suite so far, for sure.
Are you saying the Dollar General doesn't provide the most high-quality movies?
Oh, the Dollar Tree.
It's Dollar Tree, my
I
man.
Don't
we don't support
the military.
Wait, you bought these from the Dollar Tree?
Yes.
You think I'm paying $5, $3?
No,
$1, $1.25. That's as high as I go.
I didn't even know they sold movies for $1.
You can take it with you.
Oh, the Love Punch?
Yeah, it's yours now.
Does it contain Love Punch in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's full of liquid.
Oh.
Kind of like Popeye's arms.
We'll sign it, and you can bring it home.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, it is okay.
Yeah, it's great. You can do it.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Wonderful, even.
Oh, I know that
no,
you
fine.
Needed it. You need it more than most.
It's a Valentine's Day gift. A gift of true love.
It's a Valentine's Day miracle.
To give Love Punch out?
Yes.
To you.
I mean, what do you do with it after we give it to you is anyone's game.
Pass it along.
You give it to two friends. They give it to two friends.
Do you recycle
you have two
duties?
Friends?
I might. I think I know people who know two friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine, too.
You've got many acquaintances with at least a couple friends.
Acquaintance Tarantino. Mm-hmm. I love movies.
You can't help yourself.
So in the theme of Valentine's Day, let's do a nice historical recap on who this St. Valentine's Day guy was.
He chased everyone out with
take this away.
He chased Ooh. The snakes out, right?
He chased
who's so,
St. Valentine's.
So in 1963,
mm-hmm.
After one of a nuclear test in Nevada mm-hmm. went wrong or horribly right, they accidentally released a nuclear bomb explosion, and it
like a
hit,
rogue
landed
explosion.
A rogue explosion,
and it travels around.
Yeah, and there was like a baby playing with a dove right there, and then it kind of like fused them together.
They were plugged in.
Exactly, they were plugged in, and also the baby was wearing like a heart T-shirt too.
The band
like,
heart,
yeah.
A band, you what?
The band heart.
The band heart T-shirt, yeah, exactly. Whoa. The head and the heart at two. Back in 1963. And yeah, you know, that's how Cupid was born through radioactive mutation.
It's true. Now he just kind of floats around. Doesn't have wings, just
Cupid
floats.
Cupid was born.
So, yes.
So what happened to St. Valentine?
Well, he was the one conducting the experiment, obviously.
Oh, so he's like an Oppenheimer type.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they made him a saint, too.
St. Oppenheimer?
Yeah, I think the church formally recognized Oppenheimer.
Sam Oppenheimer.
That sounds true.
Open Love Punchheimer.
Oppenheimer style.
Open Love Punchheimer.
Yeah.
And you can buy that in the merch store.
Yeah.
This month, our Love Sweet T-shirt. Open Love Punchheimer.
And what is the love?
You can definitely buy Not in Love, Always Drunk. No, sorry, wait. Never Punched, Always Drunk. Maybe in love.
Something like that.
Something like that. And tough guys don't wear pink or whatever. We'll guess we'll put
tough guys do wear pink.
Whatever, man. We do both. We'll corner both ends of the market.
Yeah,
we
know, famously, the man who's most famous for wearing pink is Kanye West.
Yeah, and he's super tough.
He's super cool and he's very relevant right now, too. Yeah.
He's so hot right now.
Hey, everybody, thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Grant, to the Love Suite.
Where can they find us?
You can find us on Instagram at Bonafide Taste Bakers. Find me personally on Letterboxd at Dumb Inside Joke. And you can find Danny at McGill for Real on most media platforms.
Yeah, I do. By the way, it goes for people in the room or anybody listening. I got a Blue Sky invite code.
I think it's open for everyone now.
Oh, is it?
I believe it's fully open now. So if you wanted, you can make the Bonafide Taste Bakers.
You finally walk over to Blue Sky and become friends with me. Now, I'm not going to say what my handle is here on the podcast. It's not McGill for Real. But if you would like to do a secondary, like a combo, a rendezvous.
If you would like to swap Blue Sky names.
Rendezvous over on Blue Sky.
If you would like to, Danny will buy you a small popcorn.
Mm-hmm. I will do that. Waldo, would you like to be found?
Sure.
Where?
Find me on looking for sugar babies looking for money.com. I would really like that. Also find me on SoundCloud __18_Domingo_. I do breakcore music. I don't know if you guys have ever listened to breakcore music. Yeah, heavy drums, love that. Yeah.
What does your producer tag sound like for 18 Domingo?
What does my producer tag sound like?
Your tag, like, you know, they always have the like the voice file that says their name.
Yeah.
So does it like, is it like a cute anime girl or is it like a guy like 18 Domingo?
No, go. It's we gonna be a Domingo moment.
That's exactly. How'd you know?
That's
crazy.
Dude.
We have the breaks. It's kind of a parody of the Arby's guy.
Yeah. That's exactly. No, it's more like Rohan's. But yeah, sure. That's like also.
You can use mine for free if you want.
Just snip it out of the podcast?
You can snip it out. But it is. I'm going to license the song, like the sound effects from earlier.
Oh.
We got to get some money going into this podcast.
No. Rohan, where can they find you?
If you look under the right manhole cover in Hollywood proper, you might be able to catch a glimpse.
Hollywood proper?
Yeah. If you look under the right manhole cover, you might see me skittering out from under where the sunlight is.
He's moving on down, really.
And into the darkness.
Hello
from down under.
Very
hello from down under.
I was going to say a Better Call Saul spoiler that reminded me of that.
Yeah, he becomes a
Wexler's Domain, I like to call that show.
He does. I mean, spoilers for season 8, but Saul, you know, he becomes a sewer guy.
Famously sewer guy.
Big sewer guy.
Yep.
Tune in next week for another episode of The Love Suite.
Thank you.
Bye.